We're talking Angel vs. Malaysia, Basketball Wives LA, Season 5, Episode 2 and 3. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. What they do, they smile in your face.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy, DJ Jesse Jane, here in studio for the Basketball Wives LA Season 5, Episode 2, 3 review. I'm joined in studio by these beautiful, lovely ladies. Miss Shaw Jarcelle.
Hey, everybody.
Corinne Williams.
Ew.
Ew. Came in with the slap. All right, y'all. Two episodes, one night. Ratings must have been...
Well, that's they were
struggling.
Because Power came out, right?
Well, according to LoveBScott.com, they dropped by half of their viewership on the premiere that happened last week. And they said it was for two main components, because Drea's not
gone
on the show and the Power time slot.
Well, she got a big
fan. I don't
think
that Drea has that much power
on the
franchise of Basketball Wives.
I mean, Drea was interesting, but...
Yeah, but we've seen it all before. We saw that with Evelyn, and now it looks like we're seeing that with Malaysia, too. So, I think it was just because Power was on.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't know if the time slot that they moved to last night is now the new official
one. I hope not.
Yeah, they were promoting like 8 p.m., because when it premiered, it was 9 p.m., and that's what clashed with Power. Hmm. But Tammy and Jackie in particular were really pumping, like, new time, same, you know, whatever. Yeah. Right.
But I forgot it was on last week. I'm not even going to lie.
Really?
I did.
I
don't have a DVR anymore, so I seen
the billboard.
I was like, 10 o'clock.
Let me too. Yeah, we can do that. Jonathan can get the live chat.
I was like, 10 o'clock. And then I turned on. I was like, what, next week? And so then I had to go to On Demand. No, actually, I stayed up till midnight.
Girl, you just need to check. Mr. World Premiere be having it.
Oh. But Mr. World Premiere can give you viruses.
Don't he, though? Because this morning I was trying to do it at work. And I was like,
I love your nail color.
Thanks, girl.
Yes. Y'all, we got to talk about two episodes right now.
Okay. Sorry.
So even though Drea left the show, her bestie, Miss Angel Brinks, didn't.
Yes, Brinks.
So apparently her and Jackie have a bond now, and Jackie is worried about Angel and their best friends. And Jackie just feels like she's in the middle of this whole Malaysia Angel situation, and Angel just doesn't understand why Malaysia won't acknowledge her. And I'm just like, Angel, drop it. Just, if she doesn't acknowledge you, get over it. Just, it sucks, but there are people out there, that's her personality, and it's just,
and
like,
it really is. And you know, I can speak to that just working with these women. Angel is very much so the woo-woo-woo empathetic one, and Malaysia is super dismissive. She's like that with everything, with everybody. No, seriously, that is Malaysia at core. She's super dismissive. So this isn't just for TV. This is essentially...
Is she dismissive, or is she just nonchalant, though?
Both.
But I mean, I feel like she has been no different from when the show first started to present day. So the only new thing is we have Angel Brinks in the mix. Mm-hmm. And she knew that she wasn't the warm and fuzzy type. Like, that was my vantage point when I was watching her for the first time last season.
Yeah.
So, Angel.
Well, but Malaysia's upset because she hears.
Oh, come on.
That
now.
Angel, in a radio interview, one radio interview, said she wanted to punch Malaysia in the face. Now, I understand. If I heard that too, I'd be like, this bitch, what?
No.
But you know she don't like you. Angel ain't a day in her life, heaven, damn, hell, passing or nothing, gonna punch you in your... She ain't even gonna think about it in your presence.
The thing is, from my understanding, the way the radio interview went is it was like one of those rapid-fire question segments. So it's like, if you could, who would you? It wasn't, I wasn't, like, Malaysia took that and ran with it, like, oh, it's a threat, it's a threat. It's like, no, I would punch Malaysia in the face. I didn't say, I'm going to next time I see her.
If you could, if you physically could, who would you?
And Angel Brinks is, what is she, 80 pounds on a wet day?
Looking like a Pokemon.
On a way.
I was going to say, that ass is about 80 pounds.
Is that a bot butt? because it looks like it. It doesn't look like it's naturally part of her physique.
Oh, I'm losing rings. Mm-hmm. I can't speak to if her derriere is natural.
You saw her close up. Don't be trying to be coy now, honey.
Because it looks.
And I really do like
it. It doesn't
rings,
go with her whole. I didn't say I didn't like her. I didn't say
no,
that
no,
I do.
I'm just
we
saying.
We all love Wendy Williams, and she talk about she had shit done.
Yeah, I mean, it's what these kids are doing these days. I mean, not everyone is
some
as blessed
are
as
playing
me.
Pokemon Go. Some kids are getting
the ass is about 80 pounds
right now.
I will leave it at that. The ass is 80 pounds.
You found me.
I cannot. All right, but so everyone, we kind of think Malaysia's a little bit over doing it with this.
Malaysia so far this season has been showing her ass in a distasteful light. Like, she has been really like, ugh.
Alright.
I just think
blink
that she's
twice
over
if you
it.
Think sometimes when Malaysia shows up, she might be under the influence of marijuana.
No, you see, you keep trying that.
No.
You keep trying that.
Malaysia wasn't high for any of her. Now, I can't. Some of those other ladies were a little tossed, but
Malaysia.
No. In my experience with working with her, no. She was perfectly normal. Malaysia's just naturally like lackadaisical. She's naturally just like, I don't like, that's just her.
She's like just straight up nonchalant.
Yeah.
That's just her.
But she
seemed a little more awake these
days.
But she was not high. But some of the ladies were for some of the scenes.
You always
no shade, allegedly.
Attach someone to smoke us a marijuana.
Honey, well,
people
you know.
Do just say no. I do. I don't do that, honey.
Well,
she's pure. Okay? Pure. Bye.
Not after what we was talking about the island.
On
the Sunday, on the day of the Lord, on reality check.
She's sanctified. Get your life.
Sanctified. So let's talk about this Welcome to LA party for Duffy.
Yes, praise
First
though.
Of all, my thing is this. Like, if you're my friend and I know you have an attitude around certain people, like, I wouldn't, one, invite you to a situation that you're going to have an attitude to. I'm not going to get mad at you when you come and then choose to leave the situation because I know this is your personality. I'm not going to ask you why you're leaving because I already know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to instigate it even. Hey, so you're really acting weird. Yeah, like what's going? Is it because
what's
Angel Brinks is
with you?
Why
do
we have to use her full name
like that?
Well, I know that on set they did at the beginning, and then they just started calling them Brinks and Love.
Okay.
Oh, that's
because
why.
When they were just saying Angel, it would be like, well,
which
you know,
one? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how awkward was this party? Because Malaysia looked like this was the most. I know that venue, and it is a kind of awkward set venue.
Now, see, where I was confused at is when we were on set for this particular party. Something that was edited out that was left on the cutting room floor.
What
is that, Malaysia? And I think it was Angel Love had worked. No, it was Duffy. No. Sorry. It was Brandy and Angel Love. Because there was something like where Angel, if I'm not mistaken, had asked. Sorry, this was back in January.
Episode.
She had asked her to go get drinks. And Brandy took that offensively. Like, what do you mean? Like, the new girl's asking me to go get drinks? And there was this whole thing. But in reality, Malaysia was really only in that party for about 45 minutes top.
She like, said
she
20
minutes.
Out.
20 minutes.
She
yeah.
said 20 minutes.
Yeah, she was in there. It was the blink of an eye. Like, the literal blink of an eye.
I mean, hey, why would we expect her? She don't know nobody up in there. She ain't trying
And we saw how she received Duffy last episode.
Yeah.
There's no warm. Like, Duffy was like, damn, you know, when you meet your friends.
Yeah.
Friend, I don't know why they keep marketing Duffy as Brandy's sister. Because that's not how it was
just
on set.
Stop.
But I don't know. But
what was it on set?
That's her best friend. It wasn't like, this is my sister.
Maybe because they're trying to separate from her friendship
her
with Malaysia.
But that's probably what it is. But, so that's essentially what went down.
I just feel like this. We have seen season after season when Malaysia doesn't like something, she gets up, she gets her satchel, and she hits the
she
door.
She Tamar Braxton's
so
it.
This is, thank you.
Nene leaks
Come
it.
On now.
You it's, know, they leave too.
Yeah, and Portia does that too.
Yes.
So this is no different than how we have seen her interact with the girls when she is cool on being there. She's just showing up to report for duty, and there's no time limit on the amount of time that she is obligated to be there, so she shows her face on camera, and she fades to black.
And Brandy took it so personal. Girl, she was like, your scene is whack. She was like, your party's whack. Your cousin, yeah, she kind of whack too.
She was like, I don't like her. She was like, well, stay for Duffy. She was like, I don't like her.
And Brandy, like, why are you mad at this? You know your friend.
I don't like her.
Know your friend. And if you're going to bat so hard for her, know your friend, and you can't mm-hmm. be mad that that's your friend, because that's your friend.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, who cares at the end of the day? I'm a grown adult woman.
I'm a grown
of a particular age. And I have homegirls, and my friends have homegirls who maybe I don't really mix well with. And when that happens, I'm like, oh no, y'all go do you. Mm-hmm. I'll be back when you're ready. Like, I'm not going to come and bring my energy. And then some days you do have your off days when you are with your people, and mm-hmm. you're like, oh yeah, I'm not feeling it today. I'm itchy right now. You know what I'm saying?
Now see, that I'm the B word. That I can respect, but what I will say is, from my personal observation, everybody starts off the season like, oh yeah, we're just going to do this show, da 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 da. But then they end up getting invested.
Of course.
It'll be different if you were around your friends and you knew that you didn't mix with certain girls, but you were required at 9 a.m., and you shot from 9 to 9 and had to be around those girls. Something's going to come to a, you know what I'm saying, come to a head. So that's a lot that ended up happening. And even off camera, like I said, a lot of these girls, how I would look at it, how I would think before I worked on this show is like, oh, they see it for what it is. It's TV. No, these girls were invested.
Well, you could
there
tell
were conversations in the car, like going off, like type thing, and going off in text messages. Like it was like real. Like I was like, I wonder if this is script, you know,
yeah.
or if they're prompted. No, this stuff is real.
Well, you can tell on their show that the hate is real, the dislike
yes.
is real, the genuine, like that stuff is real. Like I can see that, but it's just like, come on now. And mm-hmm. if I had to film with people I didn't like, that I would just be one way all day, every day.
Yeah.
But which is what we're getting from Malaysia.
Yeah,
she's like, this is
yeah.
the character I've given you for 5 seasons. So
she's like, and I'm just going to turn it up a notch because I really don't like you. Brandy, I don't like your friendship with Duffy, and I can't stand Angel Brinks.
And Angel Love. What do you guys think about Miss Angel
Love? I love her.
I do too. I think she's cute.
She's so cute.
Sexy.
And she's
just spicy.
She yeah. is a nurse.
And she was just
a registered nurse. She has 3 degrees.
Ooh.
3 degrees. And Angel Ooh. Love, I have a special connection with because my first day working on this show, I worked directly hands on with her. And the story goes, I didn't think she liked me, and she didn't think I liked her because we both were so quiet.
Were you
but she
shady?
Didn't know it was. No,
were
she
you
didn't know. It was,
she
was. But she was nervous because it was her first day. And so but yes, everything about Angel Love is real. Okay.
Oh,
her sisters and her
not
mother.
The lashes, though.
No, I'm saying body wise.
Oh yeah.
Her sisters.
Notice she didn't say that about
and
Angel
her
Burns.
Mom, they all have the same shape. They all have tiny waist, good hips, good butts.
Come on,
like,
hips.
They all no, seriously. Her body is sick.
She looks everything.
Her and her natural hair is about 24 inches. Like she is bad.
Okay. She's beautiful.
She is bad.
She looks like a Barbie. Like that's
she
how
does.
Pretty she is.
She
and I think she picked
she's
probably
so
one
pretty.
Of Angel Brink's best outfits to wear, that blue one.
Yeah.
I was like, cute. I want that.
Well,
she could do that.
You know, Angel Brink's not all of her clothes fits everyone. Think back to last season with Malaysia
Ooh.
And that dress when the booty was showing.
Oh,
big
crackage.
Booty.
So
got a big booty. All right, so Brandy then meets up with Malaysia on the beach, wanted to in her Hold It Against Me outfit. I was looking like, oh, what?
And what time was that? I was like, is that a 6 a.m. beach run?
They were...
Honey.
No, that was actually afternoon, I believe. I didn't work that day, but...
I'm just confused, Brandy. Like, why are you so confused? Why do you have to have Malaysia explain this?
Who cares?
I think Brandy had, because of her relationship with Malaysia, you know that she's always kind of, what we saw in previous seasons, where is Malaysia's voice? When someone would beef with Malaysia.
Do you think they have a real friendship?
That Malaysia and Brandy
that
do?
That they're real friends.
It's
yes,
unraveling
I do.
Fast.
I know that they are real friends,
like
for
Malaysia
a fact.
Really holds her to
now,
the same
who's
standard?
Who's more of a friend than the other?
80-20.
Exactly.
80-20.
It is very 80-20, in my opinion. But
nope.
My observation, I think Brandy is more of a friend to Malaysia Ooh. Than the other way.
Child.
But they
I
still
agree.
Are very good friends. But Brandy is just more passionate about her friendship.
Is she
with
more
Malaysia.
Passionate or is she just like, I'm going to write the storyline till the end?
No. She's naturally more passionate of a friend. And Malaysia, like I was telling you all, she's naturally more passive. Like, yeah, that's my friend. Like, okay. And Brandy is more so like, no, that is my friend. If you get where I'm going.
I got you. Well, I just find... Oh, go ahead,
no,
Jesse.
Go ahead. No.
I just find it to be so weird. You know, we have these two women who one just got out of a marriage and then the other is going through her
In
own
a
thing.
Struggling marriage.
They're, come on now. And they're both mothers. And I just... For me, as a woman, looking at the situation, like, I would not be... I don't even know the word, just like vetting my friend's approval so much because mm-hmm. I have my own mind.
It comes
mind.
Out like Cynthia Nini.
I have my
yes.
own
friendship
thoughts.
Contract.
Yeah, like, it's just like, okay, you don't want to stay at my party? Girl, bye. And I'm not going to tell these women mm-hmm. a lie and be like, oh, well, her kid. Like, don't.
So were you Team Duffy when Duffy was going off?
No,
her.
I struggle with that too.
Because wait, I mean, Duffy was going off on who?
On Brandy. She basically said, "She said the way you treat Malaysia is how it's like you love an abusive boyfriend."
No, I don't know.
I love Duffy, so I'm going to say I was Team Duffy. Mm. I love Duffy.
You love Duffy.
Hey Duffy, if you're watching,
hey
Duffy. I feel like Duffy is a keep it real kind of girl.
I love
But is
Duffy.
She a keep it real kind of girl?
As real, like Duffy I, real, which she knows is real.
I guess my thing is like, is she all the way keep it real, or is it just because she has this personal thing against Malaysia? Because that's how, like, you can
Malaysia
spin it both ways.
If Malaysia,
Duffy didn't have an issue with Malaysia. If yeah. anything, Malaysia brought the issue. Duffy was open to meeting Malaysia and becoming Malaysia's friend. Malaysia is the one that brought the stankness to the situation, which
Multiple
of course
times.
You're going to react to that. She was Duffy was totally
like,
open
hey.
To Malaysia.
Jackie's
but you know how
so
some
messy.
People are. You know how they like. There's even this GIF going around now. It's like when your best friend introduces you to their other best friend. You know how sometimes things like that can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jackie's
well,
so messy.
Now in
no,
our adulthood,
I get, no,
but
I
you know,
get, no, I know. I mean, I've
been in that situation before. If my best friend, I can remember back in high school, my best friend had a cousin come visit, and
like,
the cousin was like my replacement for that week. And I was salty. They were doing things. My phone wasn't ringing. I'm seeing pictures all up in MySpace.
And
yes,
you're like,
these
no.
were the MySpace
come
days.
Come on, MySpace. Push
these
through.
Were the MySpace
Push
days. I was still in top eight, though.
Come
but,
on now.
Yes.
Know your ratings.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I just... Yeah, but I'm territorial, too.
Yeah. So it's like I can understand that whole tug of war over Brandy.
Yeah.
But damn, I'm old now and I'm like, you ain't my man. It's cool.
Ooh. Well, Angel decides Malaysia decides to reach out to Angel because she had to sit down with Tammy.
With Brinks. She decided to reach out to Brinks.
Because she had to sit down with Tammy. And
one of my favorites,
Tam.
What that's
oh my god,
I love
Tammy.
Her.
Oh.
I love
Tammy. She's exactly how she is on television.
Of course she is. You can't make that character up.
There is no pre. And they had me nervous. They said either she likes you or she doesn't. And then they sent me to go pick her up by myself. So I was very nervous. But she fell in love with. She
but
loves
that's
me.
What she gives.
I have her number in my phone too. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm really excited because she's fun. Tammy is
her.
Good. If we can get her in studio, I'm not going to tell the story. But if we can get Tammy in studio, I know she lives in Houston. There is a story that happened between her and I, but I will only tell it if she gives me the thumbs up on Twitter to tell it or something.
Okay. Y'all call her
it's
right now.
It's pretty funny.
She got to do the Bonnie Crock.
Right.
It's a pretty funny story, but only if she... But okay, so go ahead.
Tammy really wants Brandy to apologize to Shawnee.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, why are we even asking this question? Like, we already know the answer to
it. Because Shawnee's the boss, and you called her a bitch, and... Essentially,
now, question to you guys because you guys be all up in the mags. Was Brandy really running around talking that much trash in these interviews about Shawnee?
Like, I don't think so.
How Shawnee was like, oh, she ain't my boss. Like, I can say what I want. Or is Shawnee maybe.
I can't,
maybe,
we can't.
I was about to say, I don't keep up with the girls off season. Because I really don't care. I don't care that much. You know what I'm saying? I don't care that much to click on
but you didn't see a
media takeout.
I did not see a headline on any of the blog sites that I frequent. And then no one who does the writing that I know was like, oh, girl, I'm about to post it. No one said anything.
I feel like
to
if
me.
Brandy was really going around dragging Shawnee, we would have known about it.
And it would have been a whole different spin.
We would have known about it.
Agreed.
I feel like Brandy said her piece at the end of last season. And she said what she said.
I said what I said.
And she bounced.
It's just like, get over the apology. Just let them not duke it out in terms of like physical, but just let them have their verbal sit down and then just say what you need to say and then go on.
Because mm-hmm.
this is just getting real ridiculous.
Well, that's the opposite.
Y'all got kids and stuff. Yeah.
That's the opposite with Miss Malaysia. She told Miss Brinks, if you hear my name, honey.
Get what? Silence. Silencio.
Look.
Por favor.
I wish somebody would tell me some shit like that. I wish someone would form their lips to tell me
what
something
would you
like
say?
That. I don't even know because I can't imagine being in that predicament.
Can we just talk about how boss
you think you
Malaysia
are?
Is, though, that her only, she only had one bullet. She only had one bullet, and
Malaysia
this bullet
knows
is this one
who
half-ass
to say that
interview.
Too.
No, exactly.
And I'm not pulling her card because you know Malaysia's from Compton, and you know her name. You know, is not Malaysia. Not to feed into stereotypes, but Malaysia is not to be tried. But I do believe. Do you think that she would have said that to Tammy?
Sure would.
Just them two sitting across from each other like this. When you hear my name gets, I don't think she would, like, she knows, everybody knows that Brinks is just a little, Brinks is like 4'11".
She sounds like Christina Aguilera, the way she talks.
Brinks?
Sounds like Christina Aguilera.
I never
listen
paid
to
attention to
time.
The dialect. All I know is the, yeah, yeah, oh. That Christina.
The voice.
Whitney motherfucking Houston is the voice. Well, be clear.
I was talking about the television show in which Christina Aguilera speaks on.
Okay. I thought you were calling Christina.
Never would I talk about the greatest.
I was like, even post-mortem, Whitney Elizabeth Houston of Newark, New Jersey is the voice.
You better know the full government.
No, she's been Snapchatting all the episodes.
I was watching Being Bobby Brown. It's on YouTube, guys. It's a gift from God.
I just need the whole DVD set, but nonetheless.
It's on YouTube. You can watch it there.
Malaysia versus Angel, though, this conversation.
It was so dumb. I was like, is this a ping pong match? What's going on? No one is making a valid point anywhere. And Angel Brinks shaded Malaysia by saying, well, I mean, you know, you don't have to do this on your own, or whatever the hell she said.
Oh, what by implying said? That you got
a man paying for everything.
A man paying for everything.
This was before the divorce settlement. You know, Malaysia got the nasty divorce settlement.
And it's a beautiful veil.
Yes.
But my thing is, Angel, you were on the season. I mean, you were here last season, and you was dating that NBA player for all these years. Don't act like he didn't contribute to your life.
True that.
Right.
Fiscally.
True that.
Fiscally.
All of their husbands have contributed to their life.
Or boyfriends or pipe layers. I'm just saying.
No, that all everybody on this cast, their significant other has contributed to their success, no matter how much they try to perpetuate the whole, like, boss chick.
Yeah.
Except for Tammy. Kenny Anderson didn't contribute
Kenny
to her
because
she was on the. She started out on The Real World,
he
then
gave
met
her
Kenny.
Heartache, child. That's what it gave her.
True, but okay. I'm saying as far as like successes and businesses and connections, Tammy's the only self-made one.
Yeah, because I was dying.
Oh, and Duffy. Sorry, she's a famous. She's a DJ, and she's best friends with Amber Rose.
Really?
Yeah, she FaceTimed Amber when we were together.
That explains the
and
haircut.
She, Facebook. She's good friends with French Montana too.
Okay.
Yeah, but she is like best friends with Amber Rose, which I wonder if they're going to put on the show. I doubt it, though.
I hope not. Please don't.
Why? Like, Amber's not going to be on the show,
so
but
I feel like
I don't want to see that. Could.
But they have different overlapping things. Like, for example, Milan. We saw Milan Christopher at Brinks' party, but
they didn't let him sit
Brinks
getting nope.
was not allowed to do 11 Hip Hop scene. Contractually, so just
because
it's VH1
because
doesn't
she
mean
she was supposed to do Love and Hip Hop Miami and something went down with that.
Well, no. Angel Brinks.
Angel Brinks was supposed to do a cameo on Love and Hip Hop
Hollywood
because her and Milan are really good friends.
Years ago, she was on to do Love and Hip Hop Miami,
really?
And then it fell through.
That would have been interesting.
So I'm wondering if that has something to do with why she can't be on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. She her not being on Love and Hip Hop, that's from the Basketball Wives side. Oh. That's not Mona saying you can't come make a cameo.
It's Shawnee being
her kind, yeah. But Milan is, you know, and you all are going to see throughout this season, there are a few times when Love and Hip Hop Hollywood casts have come to Basketball Wives events.
Interesting.
Hated it. Anyways.
And one of them is very messy. I'm not giving away any spoilers, but one of them was intense.
Who?
Like,
Karina.
I feared for my safety at one of these scenes.
Who do you think it was?
Ooh, like, in real life.
One of the Love and Hip Hop?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Child, what's the gender?
It was like rival gangs. Well, my girls weren't acting up. BBWLA wasn't acting up.
Oh, BBWLA.
It was Love and Hip Hop brought the drama, like the real drama. Like, it was scary.
Was it Tiara?
Yeah. You'll see. Keep watching.
Was it Princess?
Not saying.
Hazel Leach.
Not saying on air.
How'd you feel when Angel...
Cat Williams.
When Angel was... So, he was coming up punching all the girls.
Pop! Pop! Pop!
Angel also came at Malaysia and she was like, how? I haven't seen your bedding in any store.
Oh, that was a definite read and try because I was thinking in my head like, yeah, I ain't even...
I ain't
even know Malaysia had a bedding line. Like, I just like, I didn't know that Jackie had a cosmetics line. I just know her from the Bossard poison. It's good poison, though, but the Bossard cognac.
Yeah, when Angel described the taste of it, that's exactly like what it feels like burning down your throat.
But
it gets you real nice.
It gets you so nice. Jackie gave me a bottle. Well, you know this. Yeah. It gets you so nice. I still have a little left. The last time I drank it was Formation World Tour.
Come on.
I had to turn up before I saw B.
Speaking of Formation World Tour, Tammy showed up to that party with her Formation hat on.
Oh, yes, yes.
Looking like
when they were waiting on Shawnee.
I just heard the music.
Okay.
And it was basically a little setup because they had invited Brandy too.
Mm-hmm.
But she and did y'all peep that she and Duffy were dressed like twinsies?
They're sisters, you know.
Girl.
14, yeah.
Fraternal
that's a sister.
Twins.
That's as sister as you could get unless you came from the same mother. Tammy read her.
Tammy read who? Brandy?
Yeah, when she was like, so are y'all real sisters? Or
yeah.
Oh, no, we just known each other since we were 14.
Yeah.
That's as sister as you can get.
She was like that.
Unless you come from the same mama. Real talk, though.
Why are you? Oh, my God.
Because that was so shady. Like, I watched it twice, and I was like, dang, Tam, that was shady.
So now, I was under the impression that Shawnee was the one showing up at the end of those little feet walking, but that's Malaysia coming in sweat.
That's not true.
Oh.
No, in those hills, that's Shawnee.
That is Shawnee.
Oh, Shawnee?
Yeah,
okay.
I know that walk.
Malaysia does show up, though, we see in the teaser, and that was not planned.
But
so
who is she
watch.
Trying to run, though?
You gotta see.
Is it Brent?
It's
is it
not
Duff?
Who you think it is.
Is it Brent?
It's
is
not
it Jackie?
Who you, if my memory serves me correct, it's
she
not who you think it is.
Protect Brandy from Shawnee and
no,
Tammy.
No, she
make
ain't
sure
coming
she ain't,
to protect her.
I think
she
so.
Just is kind of like.
That was something that was not on the sheet. Like, that was something that we were all like, okay, what is this? So, I wasn't at that event, but my coworkers told me about what went down. Because, you know, with reality TV, you have a rundown.
Right,
so
right,
it's
right.
Like, okay, Angel's party, you know. Get everybody there. Shawnee's going to show. Get everybody there at 8 o'clock. Shawnee, we're going to bring Shawnee in at 8:25. All of a sudden, there's a white G-Wagon that pulls up, and Malaysia Pargo hops out in gray sweats.
Pulling an Evelyn.
Child, so does she run? Do they run them hand? Like, what are they doing?
You got to wait.
Is there fists? Like, can we?
You
like,
got to wait.
Remember the back in the day when they would show all the fights, like, without that?
Yeah, but, you know, there's been a push for...
You know, we got too much going on in the real world. Speaking of that, Brandy and Jason...
Snooze, snooze, snooze.
We saw that last season.
Every scene that Brandy and Jason do is a snooze fest, but her son is so cute. Well, their son is so cute.
My only thing is...
The fucking petting zoo.
How you at the petting zoo...
Done.
Brandy,
overdressed.
You ain't had no jeans on, no sweats
looking
on,
like
no
she
yoga
bring
pants.
It on.
Right, and you had your jacket. Of course, the goat want to eat the jacket is hanging
that
off your
hilarious.
Shoulder.
That was hilarious.
The boy was so cute, but you're at a petting zoo and you don't want to pet.
Yeah.
I mean, if the goat did that to me, I'd
a petting
be,
zoo.
Been over
this if you situation. Go to a petting zoo, that's something that you throw your kids on. Yeah.
But you're with your
and
kids,
some shorts
though. You're not
going to
be like, oh, because the goat ate my coat. I'm just going to stop. You're
yeah.
going to still
goat
contribute.
Ate my coat.
The goat ate my coat.
Hey.
The goat ate my coat. Coat.
I just want to say that all of the men are really nice, too. Jason was nice. Reggie, Tammy's boyfriend, was nice.
Nice.
Doug, Jackie's husband, is nice.
He called her crazy, though. I thought that was hilarious.
He called her crazy.
He was like, you looking crazy right now, because Jackie wanted to check his balls. Like, well, if you're not getting any from me, who are you going to get it from?
But wait, let's talk about that before we get to this petting zoo shit. Jackie bought a second apartment downtown, or they're renting this thing, downtown in L.A. It was real cute, but it's like...
Is that rented?
It's really not. Now, I don't know if it's rented or
like
purchased,
SB,
but I know that
SB
she went
building.
Down there and put that down
Seventh
payment
and
on
Spring
ASAP.
Area.
I'm not saying where it's at, but yes, Jackie went right. down there and did that down payment instantly. There were people walking around that apartment. She wanted the corner one.
But he looks so big for that.
And people were looking. No, it's got tall ceilings, okay. But people were actually in it looking at it. And she went down to the leasing office and was like, I want the one in the corner. And they handed her the key and everybody had to get out.
In that order.
Shut up.
Instant, like, I'm not in anybody's pocketbook, but the Christies are not broke.
Well,
okay?
I ain't got it. I'll be like, hold on, let me check my bank account.
Okay. But no,
the way my bank account is set up.
The place, that apartment that they have is beautiful. And it's downtown LA. It's a sky rise, and it has floor to ceiling windows. Mm. Gorgeous. And it's like abstract. Like, it's like, oh, a room is over there? And the ceilings are tall enough for Doug. They're really tall.
All right.
Well, and the whole thing is like black and silver. And I don't know. Because they live in the valley, and then they have two places.
Have that place downtown?
They have downtown in the valley.
And then they're gonna he's talking about getting something in where, Washington?
I don't
Sacramento.
Know. He spent a lot of time in Sacramento.
So what did he want the second place to be there versus downtown?
I don't know what the hell.
It would make more sense for it to be there if he's going to their son would be spending all that time over there. But I just feel like Jackie needs to stop because we know that she's not going to let him go by his lonesome.
Oh no. Oh no.
Jackie
does not play when it comes to
Doug. Stand by
at all.
Man. Girl,
I can't.
She does not fuck around. Well, we've seen that. We've all seen that. But she does not
And we know it. And the streets be talking. And that's just what it is. Mm. And then what business is this that's going to keep her away for like all these weeks?
Besides.
That she's doing. Come on, Shar. Don't be
quiet. Oh, Jackie did some stuff, like some TV stuff, like TV movies and stuff like that. And had some acting gigs lined up.
She need a downtown apartment
up.
For that?
No, she could stay in the valley.
Or you get an office.
She could have, but I guess she just chose not to.
Hey, if you got it, flaunt it, boy, no one.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Come on, y'all say.
Who don't want it, again, is damn Brandy. She got this man out here. He done rented out a damn theater.
The IMAX. Downtown Independent.
Okay.
That's where we do Kiss and Tell at. Oh, Kiss really? And Tell Live at the Downtown Independent. That's what theater that was.
He done rented it out. Okay. And bitch, I was just looking at this video like, it looked like Sarah McLachlan was going to start singing in the back. It looked like, for 7 cents a day, I will. Like, I'm just sitting here.
You know what's
here.
So Sarah crazy McLachlan. About shit like this? Is that men.
Come on now.
We'll go through doing all of this.
Oh, come on. Woo! And revert back.
And still.
And still.
Woo! Woo! I felt a word. I felt a word on my shoulders. Because they will do all of that.
Come
and
on.
Still.
She's stomping her feet too, y'all. Y'all can't hear
all I'm going to say is, and still. Because you all, I'm going to leave you all to fill in the blanks.
Ooh,
how about that?
And still cheat love. I mean, I feel
one
like.
Little riddle,
did
two
he,
little three
come
little
on
four,
now. Come on. Did he get somebody else pregnant or something? Because she was like,
she
just
made it seem like it
last
happened.
Week. Yep. You know, if this wasn't like months and months and years ago. This was just last
and
week.
It looked like pain in her eyes, in
but
her heart.
But the thing
in her soul.
Is, I just feel like he probably has exhibited this behavior prior
say
to
it.
Her
say
saying,
it.
I do. He probably has exhibited this behavior before they conceived that beautiful little chocolate baby. He probably has continuously. Why you laughing, Chad?
I'm listening to you and I'm reading comments.
I just feel like.
And then how dare y'all go?
I
bet you stop loving me.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na.
Right. It was cute. Though,
you know what
was
so bad.
Okay,
that
the
song
first
started
time, but
playing
then when it
and
came
I was like
back up,
I know
like,
this yeah. Who sings this? Like when it first started playing I was like, where do I know this song from? Is it Tyra B? Is this all like seriously? And that's no shot. I love CeCe. I love
CeCe. She's so pretty. But anyways, yeah, child. I'm just like, come on, Brandy. Like, what are we doing here? Like, do you... Like, I know that you want this family for your son, but it's just kind of like, it's broken right now.
Yeah. All these broken promises.
And so, you know, cyclical behavior. So, you know, like, where are we moving? I mean, I'm not married and I'm not a mother.
What did you think
I know
about,
it's difficult, but...
I know you all talked about this, probably talked about this last week, but what did you think about when Malaysia told her to get over it, basically?
I thought that was rude, child.
Very rude. As my friend? Really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm like...
She said it so, like dry burnt toast. She was like...
She just seems over it.
Get over it.
Like, just done.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, I'm that friend, and a lot of people confuse that because I'm so talkative and so social.
That.
Seriously, they think that they can repeatedly come talk to me and complain about the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say?
They don't get the reception that they want. Because I'm a good friend. I'm a woo-woo-woo friend. Jesse, you know this.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I think they get it confused because I'm so social and so how you doing checking on you. They think that they can bring the same issue to me over and over and I have to shut it down. I have to shut it down.
But is your shutdown nice or
no? It's not nice. It is very snake.
Very positive.
Give me an example, okay? I'm going to be Brandy and then you be Malaysia, but do it the Char way. So, oh, guys, me and Jason,
are we still
separated.
Talking about this? Are we really? How is your chicken? My chicken is lovely.
Moist.
You got to act like Flavor of Love. My chicken is lovely. No, seriously, I will divert. Now, I won't do it publicly. Mm. If you come to me, like, on some one-on-one stuff, like, you're going to get checked.
Publicly, then that's kind of like...
You're going to get checked. I'm just not that girl. I'm not that girl.
She ain't the one.
On that note, let's head into what? Predictions.
I don't think I should participate in this. But okay.
Well, come on. So I didn't see the thing for next week. So what did it show?
It basically showed Angel Brinks' event and Malaysia rolling up and Shawnee's yellow Louboutins walking in.
All right, so I believe that Malaysia, I'm saying Malaysia's showing up because she thinks that she knows Brandy's there and she wants to, just in case something pops off between Tammy and Shawnee and Brandy, and she want to be there. That's why I think
that's Malaysia's your prediction.
That's why I think Malaysia's showing up. I don't think she's showing up to beat Angel up.
I feel like she's there to run it if need be, because maybe what we didn't see is somebody done said some whatever, and so
the
she's like, oh,
because it
and
should
so
be noted that Malaysia was not invited to this event because Brinks does not like Malaysia.
Ooh, true.
So she was not invited to this, and Angel Brinks was adamant about this. She is not invited.
Oh, so she doesn't want to, like, softly punch her. But I think Malaysia was there to settle the score with whomever. It could be Brinks. It could be Duff. It could be Brand. It could be... She ain't going to do it with Tam.
Who is, so far, three episodes in, who is your favorite? I'm going to say out of the new girls. Do you prefer Angel Love or Duffy? Three episodes in.
That's
tough because I need, like, one more episode of Angel Love to, like, compare her to Duffy because they're so different.
So different.
Like, they are very different. Extremely
instantly
different.
Instantly, I love Angel Love, but I love Duffy too. But Duffy, I'd have to, she like seemed like that friend. I have to be like, girl.
She's like 100, like all the time.
Yeah.
Duffy is all about the turn up.
Like, she really is.
She is. I think it's so funny when Angel, the more irritated and pissed she gets, the thicker her accent comes. Her accent comes out.
I love her voice.
So funny.
She's so cute. Yeah. I'm going with Love. But I mean,
I have no predictions and I won't have any predictions throughout the duration of this. I will not.
Well, you need to just say something to the people.
Yeah. I believe.
What was your favorite experience with working on the show?
You're so funny.
My favorite experience working on the show. There's too many to name.
But okay,
name
top one. Three.
We'll ask you every week. What's your favorite one?
Well, if you look closely,
from this specific episode,
if you look closely, you'll see me in the background from the premiere. I was behind Shawnee, and then this time when Tammy and Jackie met up at the restaurant before Angel Love got there, I'm right behind Jackie. You can see me through the glass. And I just really, in all honesty, I like to do it in background because I got free food,
come on now,
free drinks, and I would sit there for 2 hours and, you know, watch them, whatever.
Favorite restaurant in LA from this experience?
Oh, it's too many. We went to so many.
Were you able to get them garlic parmesan fries, though?
Yes. A lot of times, Jackie loves a good truffle fry.
Ooh, Jackie, me too.
She loves a good truffle fry in her cognac, okay? So a lot of times, of course, I wasn't drinking the cognac, but Jackie and I would split a fry, and then she'd go insane and order another fry or order like a chicken Caesar salad with cognac. So
side note, I know we're about to end it, but why did Jackie show up to the event already buzzed off of that gin? Honey. We forgot all about that gin.
Jackie loves a good turn up, too. Jackie loves a good turn up.
I'm so much Char Yonce. Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, make sure you guys check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Rate us 5 stars, 4 if you didn't love us. It's free. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me at Char Says So, and we can keep dishing about this.
Ooh, and I am Corinne Depp.
You never know. Char may drop some jewels on Twitter.
Lies you tell, as Tamar would say.
Drop them, Char. Drop them.
Until next week. Peace.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.